Joining us in studio today, we have a few special guests. I'm excited to talk about it. We have a band, Variant X, who's going to be putting together a live benefit show coming up on May 20th. And so we have four of the five members joining us in the studio today. We're going to start with Brian Sherman, who is the guitarist. And first off, Brian, I appreciate you stopping by, bringing the band with you. I'm excited for this. Thank you.
It's great to be with you, Jordan. We're super excited to get back into the community and do some good.
And when we were talking, they said, Brian's going to be our spokesman. He's going to be the spokesman for the band. So I'm going to give you an opportunity to kind of talk about Variant X here a little bit before we dive into the benefit show and what you guys are trying to accomplish. Because, you're very well known in the local area musically.
Yeah, we've been doing this on and off in various forms and in a bunch of different bands, probably for the last 25 years. We play the last five decades of rock and roll, all kinds of various genres of music, and we are very just happy to be back out, get our feet wet with our new singer Wes, and just do some good. There's not much of going on in the world right now that doesn't put a frown on most people's face, and we want to reverse that.
I agree, 100%. Go ahead and introduce the members of the band that are here with us today.
Our lead vocalist is Wes Thompson. He's well known in the community. He's with the Carbon Education System, so I'm sure a lot of our kids are familiar with him. And but we just lucked into getting him. He kind of came to us off the street and threw his hat in the proverbial ring, and he's just done an amazing job. We're really excited to get him some exposure and as an artist. And
yeah, thanks. They make me, I got to pay him, hang out, but that's okay. They give me a good deal, so I appreciate that. Yeah,
you get your discount.
And then the other guitarist in the band is Quentin Kirkwood. He and I have played on and off for the last 20 years, like I said, in various acts. One of the best guitarists that I've had the pleasure of playing with. He's solid in the community, and just happy to have him. Our bass player is well-known. He's played in dozens of bands around here. His name's Steve Gutierrez. And our drummer, Larry McKinnon, once again, probably a dozen bands under his belt. We're not new to this, so this is a well-oiled machine. We're having a lot of fun with it.
You guys are going to be performing live again, a free event coming up May 20th at 7 p.m. And let's bring Wes in here to talk about this for a moment. Wes, you and I were talking a couple of weeks ago, actually, about the event that you guys wanted to put on and the idea that this is going to benefit the local food bank. And it's an important time for the food bank because we always talk about it around the holidays, but we can't forget about the summer months.
Yeah, it's exactly like you said, Jordan. A lot of times what we love about our community, we all work here, love living here, been here forever. And Carbon County is great, This place is great, and the people here are great. But we thought about, it'd be fun to get together, do something fun. And luckily, like I said, I get to kind of get my feet wet. This will be the first time I'll be able to have the privilege to front the band. I'm excited for that. But we thought, it might be fun to try to just use it as a way, as a food drive, to help out, and, why not? So it'd be fun. And then that's kind of our whole goal behind it, kind of start off. We've got a lot of great music coming this summer, from a lot of different bands. That's what we love about a lot of the venues here in Carbon County. So we were just looking to kind of hit that off with a bang and see how it goes.
And the venue, you're very familiar with the venue, to say the least, right? This is going to take place at Carbon High School.
Correct. It'll be at the Carbon High School Auditorium. So,
okay, it's going to be May 20th, and all you're asking, free admission, but please bring some canned goods.
Yeah, so that's kind of it. Our goal is hopefully, you know, we can get as much as we can. Yeah, there's no ticket price, no charge. We're definitely going to try to fill up some boxes and be able to take it down to the food bank. But that's all that we ask is that you bring something to donate.
Let's move over. We'll talk to Larry for a second here, who's the drummer of the band. And Larry, I got to ask you, you know, in talking with you guys off the cuff and also talking to Brian, this is nothing new to you. You've been in numerous bands throughout the last few decades. So when you look at Varian X, what do you like about this band? What do you guys bring to the table that maybe is different from what you've been a part of in years past?
You know, Jordan, and like you say, you know, I've been in bands here for quite a few years, probably going on 20, 25 years. And it's all been right around here in Carbon County, all the way back into when a lot of the bars here were still open. And, you know, you had a lot of musical entertainment in town, and you could go places and see a band. And that's not necessarily the case anymore. So, you know, what we had to do was kind of understand in this band, you know, what can we do to bring people around and get them to enjoy music again? You know, there's a lot of... a lot of things that's recorded. There's a lot of things on digital media. There's a lot of things on social media. You know, you can basically get on the internet and find anything you want. But live music is really, it's almost a dying art. And we would like to keep that alive as best we can. As far as these guys go, I got to tell you, I couldn't ask for a better group of people to play with. And the thing I really like about this group is, you know, while we have a lot of fun with what we do, we're all serious musicians. And, you know, you're not going to come to a show and hear a bunch of Hammondeggers, you know, just a bunch of folks that throw a bunch of songs together. And, you know, as long as you get through 2 hours of music, you know, we're done. Give us a check. Thank you very much. No, it's a good show. And I think people will really enjoy it. I think they'll enjoy the music. I think they'll enjoy the time we put into it. And I really would hope that people take the time, grab a couple things out of their pantry, come and hear us. And I really think they'll have a great time and walk away with some impressions about what we can do.
We'll jump over to Q here for a second because we haven't talked to you yet, but let's talk about the venue, Curbin High School Auditorium. You guys play at a lot of different places locally. This is the first time in a while I think we've had a live show of this caliber, this, I guess, version, right, at Curbin High School. This is kind of an unfamiliar type setting for a band like this.
So it's going to be an opportunity for sure. Mm-hmm. I think it's going to be awesome. You know, with Wes's ties there, and we all went there, you know, so that's where we're at. It's just going to be huge for us. Hopefully we can bring in the kids, bring in the people, bring in the food. Really for us, it's just to go and hopefully everybody enjoys what we do, can see, like Larry said, the thought we put into it, and we try to make it real, and you know, have fun with it. And I think for me, and I think probably the rest of the guys, if we can inspire some younger kids to pick up a guitar or a set of drumsticks or a microphone and keep the fire going, that's what we aim to do. So it's going to be awesome. We've done some venues, international days, different things, few people there, but yeah, this will be really good.
Two more questions. I'm going to go back to Wes. Wes, go ahead and give me all the logistics once again of what's going down May 20th, the time, everything that goes into it. Give us all the logistics.
Yeah, we've got what's awesome is we've got Carl Potter from Pro Sound helping us out. He's willing to donate his time as well. He's going to help us out with the PA system there, which is great. So we appreciate that. It'll be great. Basically, we're going to shoot for starting around 7 o'clock. Doors will probably open around 6:30, I'm guessing, so people can come in. Basically, they can drop off their stuff, come on in and find a seat, and then just kind of get ready for the show. We'll try and start as close as we can to 7, and then you know, look for about hour 45, 2 hours is probably what we're shooting for, and then wrap up and be done by then. So.
Again, Varian X joining us right now as we talk about the live show. Brian, we're going to end with you. Tell us about Varian X and what we can expect when we're there at the auditorium on May 20th.
Well, with the addition of Carl Potter and in involving him, we're looking at a truly pro event. I mean, this is state-of-the-art equipment. All of our equipment is just top-notch. And I believe that people will come in, no matter what generation you're from, you're going to hear something that you recognize. You're going to find something that, that in your heart pulls those strings. And it's going to be performed in a manner that's respectful to those artists, but with our own spin on it. Once again, we've worked incredibly hard to make this as professional and as as polished as we possibly can. We work extremely hard to hone our profession and to make people, not just our families or our friends, but everybody proud that we come from here. That's one thing that I've noticed in a lot of our venues and our festivals and everything. They've moved away somewhat from local talent, and talent has moved away from the area. There aren't very many of us left. We're very proud to be from this area and happy to be able to represent musicians from this area. And hopefully this is a foot in the door for us to bring back some of that Carbon County talent into our own festivals and venues.
Again, Varian X joining us right now. Do not forget, live show coming up May 20th, 7 p.m. It'll be at Carbon High School's auditorium. It is in conjunction with Carl Potter and Pro Sound. And again, it's to benefit the local food bank. Free admission. Just bring some canned goods, and you'll get a night of just great live rock and roll music spanning five different decades. Guys, I really appreciate you taking out the time. It was a pleasure to have you on today. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Jordan.
Thank you.